Invali Day and the Tomb of Napoleon. Sister White visited the Invali Day and saw the tomb of Napoleon and some of his generals who shared his triumphs, his glory, and his defeats. The guide who directed her party repeated the thrilling events that marked the life of the brilliant military genius and his subordinates. She was duly impressed and not unappreciative, but she hated war and bloodshed. Mrs. White was told that this grand building was presented to the government for a hospital or asylum for old soldiers who served in Napoleon's armies. Their families and their children and grandchildren were to be taken care of. There have been as many as 500 sick and disabled soldiers in this building at one time. Their preparation for cooking is very extensive. These soldiers are supported by the government. After a busy day's tour, she and her friends assembled at the hotel, climbed the 6 flights of stairs, and ate a simple supper. Then, after a solemn season of prayer, the group divided. Brother Garside remained in Paris, Willie White and Sarah McIntyre headed for Basel, and Ellen White, accompanied by Elder and Mrs. Ings, boarded a carriage for the 4-mile trip to the train that would take them to Nîmes, where she was to conduct a series of meetings. Mrs. Ings had plenty of experience as Mrs. White's nurse, so she stayed with her. Besides, Sarah was needed in Basel, where Mary Kay White was due to have a baby very soon.